The New York Civil Liberties Union has reached a settlement with Immigration and Customs Enforcement over coronavirus protections for detainees being held in Batavia. WXXI's Noelle Evans has more.
The settlement assures that detainees at the Buffalo Federal Detention Center who are at high risk of health complications if they contract the virus will be given protections that are in line with CDC guidelines. This is in contrast from a few months ago. In March and April, there was an outbreak at the center, but lawyers said that only certain detainees were given proper protections, which is illegal. High-risk detainees will be placed in individual cells, will eat meals separately, and shower in isolation. All staff and officers will have to wear masks when interacting with vulnerable and high-risk detainees. Megan Salome with the New York Civil Liberties Union says that while there have been no new cases at the detention center in Batavia in 2.5 months, given the current spikes in cases around the country,
it's entirely possible that there's a second wave in New York or that there's another outbreak at Batavia. And so I think these protections are still relevant and will continue to be necessary.
Thomas Feely, the head of Buffalo's ICE office, says that the facility's response to the public health crisis has been exemplary. Noelle Evans, WXXI News.